I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to the Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online composition mentoring. This June, we'll catch up with Montpelier's Anna Scopitone. Anna has recently composed a powerful vocal piece from the perspective of a Syrian refugee family. Here she describes coming up with the premise for the piece.
I was just driving home from Burlington, and it was nighttime. I saw, like, tire on the side of the road. You know how you sometimes see tire shreds? And I thought, God, how scary it would be in a car crash. And then I kind of, my mind jumped to fear people must feel when they're on the boat and it's overcrowded, they can't breathe, they have no food or water, or very little. It just kind of made me feel super fortunate, and I wanted to do something to bring attention and awareness to this problem. I actually pulled off the freeway and got off at an exit because I just had to write down the idea before it went out of my mind. And I recorded a voice memo of myself singing. It's been changed since then, but the message is still the same. I looked at several different firsthand accounts of crossing and of the experience the refugees have had, and kind of compiled them to create a fictional family of a father, mother, son, and daughter that come to America and receive discrimination here. I wrote it about a family because I really wanted it to be four-part tenor, alto, soprano, bass. I thought that it would be really great to have the point of view of each member of a family. One of the lines in the tenor part, which is the first verse, was that my parents are worried and my sister is thin, but at least all the flashes of gunfire are dim. He is seeing how badly this is taking a toll on his parents and his sister, but at least they're safe, or relatively safe, for the time being. Over half of Syria's population have left Syria out of fear for their lives, which I think is just unbelievable. And I wanted to write a piece that captures the fear that they feel and the discrimination that they receive when they get to America, if they get to America. I want people listening to this piece to take away the idea that refugees are people just like us who have gone through something really, really hard. They're going through a hard time. And instead of responding at them with hatred and fear, we need to support them with love and acceptance. It's okay to be afraid, but I think that bravery is not the absence of fear, but the knowledge that there's something more important than fear. And I think that's a quote from Franklin Roosevelt, but I'm not entirely sure. I hope that people spread it and have the word get out there to be kind and loving to refugees.
Places where they think that we are the very same.